Welcome back to the J&G Show. I am Jax Lamenda alongside Jackson Sonholter and George O'Brien, and we will be breaking into the Week 3 recap as well as the Week 4 upcoming games. To start off, we have a bit of a little interesting headline, and it's kind of the first of potentially many, hopefully not many. The Titans are now the first team in the NFL to have confirmed COVID-19 cases. Really unfortunate. So far as we know, it is no known players that have any COVID right have any COVID cases right now, but there are eight guys or girls, not really for sure who it is, in the organization that have COVID. For now, the Titans and Steelers game is still be expected to be still expected to be played, so we'll see what goes on from there. But definitely a sour topic. But moving on, we have the injury report, sort of the more interesting thing to talk about. Other than the dark thing in the COVID-19 cases. So we have Chris Godwin. He's out again. He was out earlier in the season with a concussion. He's now out with a hamstring. It sounds to be sort of a similar injury that happened with Mike Evans. So he could be out for a week and come back next, but who really knows? Really, any thoughts there, guys, on Chris Godwin?
Not really. I mean, if he's out, that's obviously a big hit, but there's some other players here where it's obviously worse. Like especially losing Russell Gage, honestly, because Julio.
Yeah, that's true. But the next guy that we have, we are going to mention is John Brown. He went out really early with the Rams in the Rams Bills game
That's a tough hit, honestly.
with some sort of calf injury. Cole Beasley stepped up and like looked pretty solid for the Bills. And obviously they still have their number one target in Stephon Diggs, and it really didn't affect Josh Allen too much, to be honest. But John Brown's been playing really good football, and it definitely hurts to lose him on your roster. But that's really all that we can cover on him, to be honest. Chris Carson. Now, I'm curious to see your thoughts on this. I'm sure you guys have seen it. It's been all over Twitter. It's been all over YouTube, whatever, Instagram. But Chris Carson went out in the game this past week with a dirty play by Hill. I don't forget the exact guy's full name, but he's on the defense for the Cowboys. The last name is Hill, and he sort of rolled over and just continued to lay or sit on Carson's leg, and everybody on Twitter has been blowing this up as a dirty play. Curious on your guys' thoughts there.
It's interesting. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that goes down in the trenches, especially in NFL plays. It's like, enough stuff happens already with injuries, but purposely hurting people is never a good thing. I mean, it's always bad, but
If he wanted to
things
hurt someone, he
happen.
should have hurt Russell Wilson. I mean, it was,
Yeah,
I
honestly.
mean, we'll get to it, but it was more like the Russell Wilson show once again. But
Chris Carson was having a pretty good game though up until he got
yeah.
hurt.
Yeah, he was.
But I mean, like, this is obviously huge. If he's out for, I don't think he's expected to miss multiple weeks. He could miss this upcoming week against the
Don't
Dolphins
sleep on
because
Carlos
they're
Hyde.
playing the, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. They're playing the Dolphins this week, so like I wouldn't be surprised if they decide to just sit him for 1 week against the awful Miami Dolphins and play Carlos Hyde. And Carlos Hyde has been having like 1,000 yards, 1,000 rushing yards per season for like multiple seasons now. So it's not like he's a bad backup either. And then the next couple guys we have are, I'm just kind of going to zoom through these because they're, I guess, sort of lower tier in terms of injuries. Obviously, no injury is like, is good, but these are sort of things that I think can be worked around for the teams, except for this one, actually. Dallas Goedert, fractured ankle, and this is a huge blow. The Philadelphia Eagles passing game is already destroyed as it is. They have multiple receivers out with Jalen Reagor. DeSean Jackson also got hurt this week. Nelson Agholor's been out. He might be coming back. We don't really know. But Carson Wentz's weapons are quickly depleting. Obviously, they still have Ertz, but that's about it.
Yeah, Miles Sanders and Ertz isn't enough.
Yeah, no, I agree. So definitely, I think personally, look for Miles Sanders to have a really good game coming forward. I think they're going to go into the ground game a lot more. We mentioned briefly Russell Gage. He's out with a concussion, and so is Deontay Johnson for the Steelers, out with a concussion. They'll probably most likely, depending on how severe the concussions are, will probably be out for a week. But moving on into this week's games as well as last week's recaps. The first one we have is the Broncos versus the Jets. This is Thursday night, yes?
Yeah,
Dude, Thursday night games
unfortunately.
suck now, apparently.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah,
Like,
this is
this
pretty
game is
bad.
terrible. Like, The Broncos are starting their third stringer. I just saw it on ESPN. I forget his name already because he's so irrelevant. No, Driscoll's not starting. Blake Bortles isn't starting. I don't know who's starting, but he's not.
What is the point of signing Blake Bortles on? Like,
that's
please.
A good question.
He should know the playbook, though.
Brent Rypien. He came in the fourth quarter.
Oh, my God.
Against the Buccaneers.
Yes.
Literally, he is a Canadian-American professional quarterback.
Nice.
Oh, my God. You honestly might. Like, I know this is the first game that we're talking about, and I haven't viewed all the matchups this week, but you might be able to put this in as Broncos-Jets toilet bowl game of the week.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, nah. I mean, I really expect
the Jets could go 0-16.
The Jets,
that's very true. The Jets,
if they
awful.
Keep Sam Darnold at quarterback, I don't think they have any hope of winning.
I don't think it even matters.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I don't think it even matters if like Darnold's benched. The Jets are just not a good team. Like they're pretty bad. Like Le'Veon's out. I mean,
who's the backup in New York?
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I mean Flacco's. Okay. Flacco's but like the wide receiver deal is
Flacco's
just
washed. Come on,
but I'd rather have
no.
Flacco
but I mean, technically, yeah.
I mean that team's just terrible. It's like the Giants. Like that team's just terrible.
I would take the Giants over the Jets. That game should happen this year, right? Or no, never mind.
I don't know. Both New York teams are brutally bad. Honestly, they could be in. They both are in the top three worst teams in the NFL.
I'm gonna take Broncos. Start it out. I honestly believe the Jets will go 0-16.
I was presuming this was going to be Broncos across the board.
Yeah, it should be.
This Jets. I just hate Sam. Like Sam Darnold.
I mean, I hate the crap on Frank Gore, but like he's actually been playing good. But like
Frank Gore has been playing good. Yes.
They just can't do it. Brian or whatever Breros and Chris Hogan. Yeah, it's just not.
Yeah, like Chris not Hogan. Like Tom Brady made Chris Hogan good. Chris Hogan's not going to be good as Sam Darnold, a quarterback.
No. I don't even know if Chris Hogan was playing. I just know that the other wide receiver was a white dude, and I know Chris Hogan's on the team. So I kind of, I'm pretty sure Chris Hogan's out. So I'm just saying Chris Hogan so I don't sound, too misinformed. But it's the Jets, so, they don't deserve praise. Anyways, moving on to the Saints and Lions here. This is an interesting one.
It's an interesting game, I mean, really the Lions. Cardinals.
Saints have been, oh, man. I don't know. Breeze does not look the same.
Well, he doesn't have Michael Thomas.
Okay,
so.
Right, Thomas. Wait. Time out on that, okay?
That
should not be an excuse. Drew Brees is, automatically a Hall of Fame quarterback, correct?
Right.
And they have Emmanuel Sanders. It's not like they don't have weapons. Like, Jared Cook is a solid tight end as well.
Yeah.
Drew Brees just did not look the same. And
no, what I think the problem is we've seen this – every time Michael Thomas is out, it's the Alvin Kamara show from rookie year where he just does everything. True. He can do everything, so I don't get why they don't do it when Thomas is even in. But the thing is, you go from a guy who broke the record, correct? He broke the record for catches in a year, receptions.
I think that's right,
And, you know, losing him, that's pretty big. Obviously, he's a lot to breaking that record.
He could be back this week, just FYI.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying,
they need him.
The Saints. Drew Brees will look fine. Again, Lions. I don't know. They beat the Cardinals. Kyler Murray looked pretty bad. We'll get to that.
Kyler Murray looked terrible.
I think the driving force for this team, I think, is Adrian Peterson. He's been doing really good for them. So has Johnson. Swift, I honestly don't think Swift has been playing since that one.
So Swift has not been getting. Adrian Peterson is the number one. Is the starting? He came in 3 days before the season started, and it's just like, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm kind of bored. I'm 38. Why don't I just come in and just be the starting running back?
Sleeping on the wide receivers. Galladay obviously has been a bit banged.
That offense looks good.
He's back and he's back in a big way.
But people sleep on Marvin Jones Jr., bro. That guy is such a beast. Number 11 for people who don't really know. You see him on the field. He is a good player. I mean,
No. Don't get me wrong. He's a great player.
I haven't really seen much, but I don't even like Hawkinson. If he gets going,
Hawkinson's look good,
dude.
That offense look good. That defense. That defense sucks.
The defense stopped the Cardinals.
No, but it was Kyler Murray was
hey, three picks.
Yeah, I know, but all three of those picks were maybe one of them was a good play by
whatever
Lions defender, but they were just
still, like, stopping a guy that's been hot like that and stopping D-Hop and Fitzgerald, that's a good test.
I think
regardless, I'm taking the Saints in this game.
I'm going to go Lions, honestly.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised with the Lions winning, but MT back, I'm just going to go with the Saints.
I'm going to – but that's not confirmed. That's just, like, me – and I've heard that he will be back, but I've also heard that he's going to miss one more week here against the Lions. I don't know. I think the Lions are going to take this one just because I love the Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones Jr. duo. That's honestly one of the – I think one of the best wide receiver duos in the league.
I would say one of the most underrated, but it's pretty
good. They're really good, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Next game, though, is Chargers-Bucks. I don't know, man. This is weird. Like, the Chargers lost to the Panthers, but everyone was, like, on the Justin Herbert train.
Bucks look
I guess really early.
Justin Herbert did not look good.
I mean,
no, he looked like a rookie. He looked brutally bad.
He looked like a rookie.
I mean, Bucks beat the Broncos. Keep that in mind.
But Austin Eckler looked like a stud.
Austin Eckler's good.
And they got Joshua Kelly, too, who they're trying to, like
– the defense is still a you know, it's working. It's still that defense that has the potential. Obviously, losing to the Panthers without CMC is kind of embarrassing, to be honest.
Dude, but Mike Davis, he's a beast.
Mike Davis played good.
Oh, Mike Davis played good, but it's still pretty embarrassing. In this game...
Teddy Bridgewater isn't a bad quarterback.
No, he's not. In this game, though, I'm going to take the Bucks because it looks like Brady was trying to find Gronk a bit more. And honestly, if he gets working along with Godwin, who's probably going to be out, you know... But what's his name?
It's working with Evans then, you know.
Yeah, Evans.
Or Scotty Miller. Scotty Miller in week one was.
Then the running backs on that team are just anyone can go off any given day, so it's kind of a tough team to prepare for because you know you never know who's really going to start at running back.
That's true. Running back is in a really weird position.
I'm taking the Bucks in this game.
The Bucks have to start Leonard Fournette. I mean, like. I'm saying it because he's my running back in fantasy, but like, they also need to start him. Like, he has the most talent in that backfield, and he showed it 2 weeks ago. I don't know how he didn't get the majority of the carries this week.
Yeah, the Bucs need to just pull sort of a Bears quarterback move where they have two solid running backs, right? But they need to just decide on one, and that needs to be the guy pretty much going forward from this point on. And if it's Ronald Jones, it's Ronald Jones. If it's Leonard Fournette, who I agree with you, Jackson, it should be Leonard Fournette.
I mean, Ronald Jones is not bad, though. So it's like, don't.
But he's not Leonard Fournette. Like, I don't understand what people are looking. Like, I don't understand why people like Ronald Jones.
You got to understand. Well, Ronald Jones was on the team longer. I mean, it comes down to some things like that. Where, like,
Ronald Jones with Peyton Barber last year was garbage. Like, hot trash garbage. Okay.
Yeah, but Ronald Jones knows the playbook more. So it's like, you got to take into account where, like,
on does he, though? Key plays, I mean, like, we're going into week four. Like, he said, Leonard Fournette he's had the end of training camp, and then he's had 3 weeks to learn the playbook.
Yeah, but Ronald Jones has had, like, 3 years. So, like, the thing is, on key plays...
You can also argue that they've completely changed that playbook because you have Tom Brady, you have Gronk.
The key thing is that you got to keep in mind, like, on certain downs where it's, like, do or die. Yes, Leonard Fournette's, like, a rundown, is what I mean. It's, like, Leonard Fournette is good, and he can get it. But, like, the line, you got to take the offensive line into account as well, hasn't really changed. It's been that Peyton Barber and Ronald Jones line. So... they feel better. I mean, people play better with people that they have been playing with.
I agree.
Leonard Fournette is a hothead. He is a hothead. So,
but Leonard Fournette is going to get
Yes, he probably will get the job. It's just you got to give it time because Ronald Jones is not the worst.
Leonard Fournette is going to lead the Bucs to more wins as a starter than Ronald Jones would lead the Bucs to wins as a starter.
I doubt because it's probably going to be Brady that leads them to the wins. I don't think the run game is going to be
big. But if you're comparing running backs –
you know what I mean? Anyways, Bucks are winning this game. Bucks are winning.
I agree. All right. Next one is Jags Bengals. Jackson, kick it off. This game sucks as well. This could be toilet bowl game of the week, honestly.
I think this game will be good, but
I mean, like, okay. Like, I wanna say that Joe Burrow didn't look good against the Eagles, but like the offensive line is just so bad. Like, I don't even know if I can blame like Joe Burrow not playing like Joe Burrow on Joe Burrow because the Cincinnati Bengals are just terrible.
Which but is like, so unfortunate because, like, they could
be. It's so
be,
sad. He's such
good
talent.
No, the reason they lost the game was because Joe Mixon. He did not have a good game. Like,
you want to know why? Because he's blown up in the backfield every single play.
Yes, but I don't know. The team is not, like, you think about it. The offense isn't bad. So
the offense really so skill positions
on paper,
aren't bad.
That team is insane. That
skill positions are great. Like, the wide receiver core is probably one of the best in the league.
No, but like, yeah, like kind of.
AJ
but
Green,
like,
Tyler Boyd, and John Ross is AJ I Green's, would take over many
dude,
people.
T. Higgins though. T. Higgins.
T. Higgins. T. Higgins as well. I take T. Higgins over AJ Green. I don't like it.
It doesn't matter. It's still AJ Green. I just
they've been
don't
playing
even.
T. Higgins over John Ross most of the
you're,
time.
You're
anyway,
talking so. Trash about AJ Green who had a bad game this week. So.
No, I mean, I just like AJ Green hasn't been AJ Green in like 3-4 years.
That's facts.
Okay. Like AJ Green has about
like two of those four. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Anyways, Bengals offense looked mediocre, but it's still Joe Burrow. So
it tied. It tied. That Listen, sucked. The game.
It
sucked.
Doesn't. Okay, the game sucked because the it tied. Literally, any game, the Niners, my favorite team, could play another team and they could tie, and it would still suck. Everyone hates ties.
No, yeah, it was so all right. Bad. Quick little rant. Ties in the NFL are the stupidest thing on the planet.
I would rather lose than tie.
Okay. Like, why they don't go, just go to a second overtime or add, like, I don't right. know, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes
style.
On the clock?
Just do what they do
me.
In Madden, dude. Like,
it makes yeah, well, literally no Madden, sense. Dude. Zero sense why there are ties in the NFL. It screws up playoffs
it
in
does.
A sense.
And it does, yeah.
It just looks stupid.
It hurts you more than like, it literally hurts you more than a loss.
Ties make sense in the NHL. This is the NFL. Right. Get rid of ties. Honestly, exactly. It's so annoying. When I saw that they tied on a score, like a little pop up on the bottom when I was watching a game, I lost my mind. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I tying stupid. Sucks. But then you got to anyway, look at the Jags who got smacked on Thursday night by the Dolphins.
I'm picking Bengals. So
I'm picking I mean, Bengals, yeah, but we yeah. got to talk about how the Jags could attempt to win this game, which they won't.
I want to go with the Jags. I'll go with Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, you're a Minshew guy.
They lost 31-13 against the Miami
person,
Dolphins.
They got embarrassed by the Dolphins. That was a bad game.
Dude, the only person that I like on the Jags is James Robinson, their running back. That kid's
James Robinson's good. DJ Chark's good. I mean, that Bengals defense is so bad. I think
Vizca Chenault, though, he could be so good, but he's just not.
Yeah, I'm taking Bengals. So we got two Bengals, one Jags.
I'll take the Jags. I always take the Jags.
Yeah, we know.
Next game. All right.
Great. Vikings, great. We get to talk about the Vikings.
They're 2-0-3 teams, correct? Yeah, they are.
Yes, but
that shouldn't be 0-3. That we thought going into the year would not be 0-3.
I don't know. If you look at the Texans schedule, it makes sense.
No, I mean, yeah, I get the Texans.
But
I'm just sitting here in disappointment.
Texans take a fat L to the Steelers. Steelers looked really good in that game. Anyway, Vikings-Texans. Vikings lose to Titans. Kind of to be expected, to be honest. The Vikings seriously
were up by 20.
They have their future wide receiver though, man. Justin Jefferson.
I don't care. It's Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins. Dude, how? How?
Oh my god.
You're up by 20 with the guy who goes 7 for 175
so
and
true.
2 or 1 touchdowns receiving and Dalvin Cook 21 for 169, I believe, 1 touchdown. That is absurd to blow the game. You were looking like the Falcons every dude, I was typing up the future weeks. I saw Falcons versus Vikings. I don't think I'll be able to contain myself that game. But
that game's going to suck. Oh, my
Vikings,
God.
Dude, yo, if the Jets weren't a team, Vikings might be the worst. Like, oh, my. There's no
way. No, the Falcons are worse than the Vikings.
You have a great defense. Good defense. I'll say good.
They've been looking
yeah.
like
your
offense
like
trash.
Your offense smacks Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and Dalvin Cook, and you blow a 20-point lead? What? Like, I get
Derrick
Henry played good, but like, get Kirk Cousins off your team.
They need an effort.
Backup, man. Do they even have one? Like a decent one?
Probably, dude. The backup's probably like Dalvin Cook. I don't know. So, on the other hand,
dude,
Texas.
George is losing
I don't
his
know.
Mind. All right, George, we're gonna take this away from you. You
need no. I gotta talk about Texas.
Oh God. Oh God.
Texas are not that big of a. I mean, listen. Defense mediocre. Offense should be good. Mediocre. But they will probably win this game because I have no faith in the Vikings ever. The reason they'll win, the wide receiver core, I really like how they have 4 decent wide receivers in Cooks, Cobb, Fuller. Is he hurt? Fuller hurt?
No, he's healthy still, surprisingly.
Yeah, you always got to ask if Will Fuller the fifth is hurt. That's a classic. But this game, Texans take the Vikings because the Vikings suck. You guys can talk now for 30 minutes.
No, you covered pretty much everything. I'm easily taking Texans.
Do we all have Texans then?
Yeah. I mean, I want to take the Texans, but like they should have
Oh God.
Deshaun Watson's so much better than Kirk Cousins. I just don't like Kirk Cousins.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. I'm
Deshaun
sorry.
Watson hasn't played good yet, though.
What a great analysis there.
Well, I'm trying to make a pick. I don't know who to pick, so I'm thinking about it.
You have 5 seconds.
You have 5 seconds, and if you pick the Vikings, you're off the show.
There we go.
Hashtag we hate the Vikings at the J&G show. Moving on. Seahawks-Dolphins, another game where this should just be a blowout with Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's going to have 45 million touchdowns. Dude, he's gonna outscore every single fantasy team.
We can literally skip this, right? We all unanimous.
Yeah, we're all going to take Seahawks.
Seahawks, next game. This is a good
basically,
game.
Basically, like, assuming this happens.
We can't talk about, the Dolphins.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk about
it. No, but we can still talk about last week.
We'll mention this again. They should not start Tua. For the love of God, do not start Tua. Again, wait until you play the New York Jets. Then you can start Tua. But the thing is, Fitzmagic has not looked bad. He had that one bad week.
That's true.
Fitzmagic played good. He was very accurate. Did what he needed to do against the Jaguars. They kind of embarrassed the Jaguars, which
embarrassed your Jaguars.
They're not my Jaguars. I just like Minshew. I don't really care about the rest of the team.
Next
game.
Okay.
All right, let me take this.
This is a good one. This is a good
one. Assuming this game happens, this is the game of the week. Mark it. This is the one. All right. Steelers versus the Titans. And
maybe.
No, I am not just picking this as game of the week because I like the Steelers. This is going to be a quality football game to watch. All right. Steelers, we beat the Texans. Titans, we already mentioned, beat the Vikings. This is going to be really good. All right. Yeah, Derrick Henry, who we've been able to shut down the run game really well. The Steelers defense has been doing that really well. And then really, assuming A.J. Brown doesn't play, the only guy that we got to cover on the Titans is Corey Davis. But he's been playing really well as well.
Jonnu Smith.
And
Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, all right. Jonnu
Smith.
That's a good call. So, Ryan Tannehill, Jonnu Smith, Corey Davis, Derrick Henry for the Titans offense. It's pretty solid. I don't think the Titans defense is, like, anything to write home about. You know, like, it's not bad, but it's not good. I don't think it's enough to stop Juju.
Listen.
Connor's been playing out of his mind. Whoa. This is my
game.
Talk about the 49ers Eagles when we get there, buddy.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes. All right. Big Ben's been playing out of his mind. Obviously, I'm going to pick the Steelers here, but it's going to be a close one. I could see them winning by like a touchdown, 10, even 3. It's going to be like one of those type of games.
Steelers games are always close.
This will be a good game.
But honestly, Titans are a good team.
Oh, please,
but
please
this
pick Steelers.
This should be like an easy Steelers win. Steelers
Thank
should go
you.
4-0.
Let's go, George!
Yeah,
like,
no,
listen, Titans like, defense let 169 up to Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook, better than James Conner.
That's so fast.
Yes.
But James Conner's
going to run all over him.
James Conner's going to have a day. And then the wide receivers, like, kind of disregard them this game. They'll
Turn
do
me
good.
Up, George.
Juju will have a good game, but I think it's going to be Eric Ebron who's just destroying that defense. I love that Big Ben is finally using him. The defense is going to lock down Derrick Henry in the wide receiver.
Yes!
This,
yes!
Realistically, if the Titans
up,
weren't like a good team, Steelers could really blow them out. But since the Titans do have that weird ability to not have that happen and win the games, it probably won't. Probably like a touchdown game, like you said.
4-0
Steelers are going 4-0. This, realistically, I say it's going to be an easy win.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, what we've seen so far this year, this should be a Steelers win. But I do like this Titans team. I think this is the game you're going to see what Ryan Tannehill's made of. Well, you're acting like this isn't a team that went to the AFC Championship last year. Like, you're acting like this isn't the team that knocked off Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson in back-to-back week.
Hey.
All I gotta say, like,
Big
they're
Ben's
injured.
Back.
Yeah, Big Ben's back, but I like Ryan Tannehill.
I don't think you realize how much that team needed Big Ben back. Like, I don't
they
think
they did.
You realize that
they're gonna. I know. I like the Steelers in this game, but it's just like I
get it.
Yeah, like this is still a good Titans team, and I think this is a game where Ryan Tannehill can kind of prove himself. If he goes in and he beats the Steelers,
he doesn't need to prove himself.
Yeah, a little bit. I think he still needs approval.
He came back and beat the Vikings.
Yeah, but like, remember like 5 minutes ago when you were like, "This Vikings team sucks."
Well, that's because they do, and I'll stand by that to my grave. The 2020-21 season, Vikings? Nah.
I mean, the Titans could be 0-3. Like, they've had three close games. Like, they've won by, like, a total margin of, like, 8 points.
That has always been the Tennessee Titans, though, like, recently years.
Right.
Unless we're excluding that week one last year, 43-13 against the Browns. You know. I remember every single stat, bro. Don't even.
Okay, George. Slight flex. Jeez. All right. We're going to move on, though. Browns, Cowboys. Now, some people I've been talking to, all right, they're saying that this is, like, the most even matched game that the Browns have this
season. Me chuckling.
I laugh because
Jackson, can I go first, please? I know you're a Browns fan.
But I know.
Oh, yeah.
Sick.
Okay. I'm gonna give my pick and then I'm turning it over to you.
Give
you
your pick first, yeah.
Cowboys roll.
Okay.
Browns. Roll them.
Now I'm picking the Cowboys as well. Now, listen to this. Yes, Dwayne Haskins did not play well at all. But if Dwayne Haskins He tore up that defense first half. Yeah, he had one pick in the first half. Okay, and it really, that one was one of his, he couldn't really see the guy. So that's like the one you can exclude to where it's like honestly just good defense on that one play. But he tore up that defense. Dak Prescott is going to destroy the Browns defense. I was surprised how good Dwayne Haskins played.
Look at Jackson smiling.
Dude.
No, we're going to like put up.
Haskins, if he, I'm telling you, if he played better, Browns would have lost his 100% because that defense looked horrible. Okay? I don't care if you got five turnovers. One of them doesn't really count. Guy fumbled with 1 second left in the second half and it went out of bounds, but they still counted it. But Cowboys are going to destroy the Browns. Browns running game, yeah, cool. Best backfield in the league. Yeah, I'm Jackson. I don't care. The Cowboys are gonna kill them.
Yeah. All right. So.
yeah. Okay. Browns, yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
I mean, okay. So time to make my case. Again, Browns backfield look very good. Chubb and Hunt combined for 4 touchdowns.
Against the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who's D-line?
Chase Young went out.
Very underrated. Chase Young went out in the second half. Montez Sweat. That's what I said first half. Did I not say that?
No.
My bad. He went on the first half, but yeah. Montez Sweat looked really good. He was getting pressure all day. He's very good. That is one thing about that football team's defense is that that's like the only bright side of that team. But yeah, Dwayne Haskins, that's the thing. It's like how bad Dwayne Haskins is as a quarterback, and he still tore up our defense or our offense and our defense in the first half. But again, look at that. I mean, that's halftime adjustments. You think about it. Like, they had a couple. They played good in the second half. The defense is bad. They have a couple of decent.
That's not what I was going to say.
In the secondary with Joseph, who had one of the picks. Denzel Ward.
He's a bum.
I think he's not a bum at all.
Denzel Ward is.
Denzel Ward's better than every corner on the Steelers.
You're bugging
Joe Hayden? What?
Joe Hayden's not that good.
What?
Whoa! Mike Hilton. Better than Denzel Ward.
Dude, don't even. Denzel Ward.
You
got
the only
blown
reason
up
people
by
know
McClure.
Denzel Ward's name is because he went in the first round. That's it.
Bang.
That's it. That kid has not proven anything in the NFL.
True.
Anything.
Besides that, he can get injured a lot.
I think this is one of the games this year when Baker's going to have to show that he deserves to be here next year.
That's a hot take. I haven't heard that one yet.
Dude, if they're going to go like 7-9 and Baker.
Case
like,
Keenum? Question mark?
I think he didn't look bad.
Tank
he looked good
Trevor.
In the second half.
Tank for Trevor.
All they have to do is run the ball, though. I mean, this Dallas defense isn't good. I don't like this Dallas defense.
I don't know,
at all.
Man. I like Alden Smith in that line.
I don't. Dude, Baker's just not a good quarterback.
Diggs is
it boils down to he's not a good quarterback.
I don't think Baker's a bad quarterback.
Dude,
I think he
Diggs
has his moments.
The rookie Diggs in the secondary is going to be on Odell.
Yeah,
and the way it's going to be, that's going to be an awesome matchup.
Wait, where was Landry that whole game? Baker cannot. He can physically not include Baker, Odell, and Landry like both in one game.
Well, I mean, you don't really have to when. your backfield has 4 touchdowns among it.
Yeah, but you can't rely on the backfield.
I don't think you guys understand how good Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Have you watched the Browns play? Nick Chubb, I have not seen Nick Chubb get tackled by a single, by one, like one defender in the open field since last year. He is the hardest NFL, like other than Derrick Henry, he is the hardest back to bring down in the NFL. He just walks through the defense. And Kareem Hunt is like literally the same way. It's just like, and if you don't, you'll see it. Watch this game against the Cowboys, dude. They're just going to run through him.
Dude.
You think?
But you think Nick Chubb runs harder than Aaron Jones?
Yes. Yeah.
You think Nick Chubb runs harder than Dalvin Cook or CMC?
Derrick Henry?
You're bugging. Jones. Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. Nick Chubb is the greatest running back that no one's ever heard of. That's a, that, you know, shout out the commentators for the Browns Washington football team game. They said that when they queued over to Chubb that he was the best running back that no one's ever heard of. And I kind of agree with that. But I don't know, dude. The Cowboys offense is freaking nuts.
Dude,
you get a couple turnovers. Again, if this defense can produce a couple turnovers, if that's how we're going to play defense, dude, I'll take it.
Yeah, one dude, pick. But like,
Dak Prescott threw one
pick. They're not
going to
produce turnovers against an elite offense. Like, sure, they'll produce turnovers against the Bengals, against the Washington football team.
No, I think it's going to be a shootout. I think the Browns are going to have to score. The Browns are going to have to score above 30 points a game in, like, almost all their games to have a chance to win. That's true, and I think that Browns offense can do that.
You literally just said the basic meme of literally all of football, where it's like, if the team scored more points, they would have had more points. Yeah, Jackson, you need points to win, and the Browns can't put up those points. They can't.
Dude, the Browns offense is good. You'll see this week.
Like, it's good on paper, but, like, the biggest, like, nuke in their defense, like, complete nuke that just annihilates everything is Baker freaking Mayfield. That guy sucks. Like, I'm saying it flat out. I don't want anybody ever to say to me, Cleveland fans, that, oh, we love Baker. Baker's great.
Cleveland fan cannot like MVP. Baker Holy.
Baker is going to lead us to a Super Bowl. Baker Mayfield blows. He cannot see over his line, and he is inaccurate as a quarterback. Okay? Like, I agree with you. Great offense. And I think I agree with you. I think you don't like Baker either from what I'm getting. Get Baker the hell out of Cleveland, okay? Because they need a new quarterback, and then I'll really consider, like, the Browns being crazy. And the Browns defense just – I guess this needs to – they need to prove themselves against the Cowboys, which I don't think they can do, but, you know, that's just me.
All I'm going to say is that after this week, we could be talking next week about the Browns and the Steelers sharing the tie for the AFC.
Oh, baby.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but the Browns lost a game. Steelers are going to be 4-0.
Pump. But you just picked the Steelers to be the Titans. We're going to be 4-0.
Just because we say it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Listen.
But in your mind,
here, No. Here at the J&G Show, when we say a team's going to win, it's 100% guaranteed they're going to win. We have never been wrong.
We're never wrong, ever.
We were actually pretty spot on. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
Yeah, we're good at,
listen,
like,
overall, from every show we've done, listen, we're running out of time in this meeting, so I'm just going to keep this little segment going on. Overall, last time I calculated was before this year, and that's, what, 20 weeks of football, not including all, like, games. So, like, obviously, one of those weeks was the Super Bowl, so that's one game. And then, Jackson, you and I did the divisional round to the Super Bowl in sophomore year.
Yeah.
We were, all of us together in total, with our picks, we were 68% correct. With every game.
What? That's actually pretty solid.
We're good. For the 15 people that listen, like, if you guys listen to us for advice, like, thanks.
Yeah. Yo, actually, wait. I'm going to calculate after this week, I was going to, who has the best, like, out of the three of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, what I was about to say is we need to start keeping track of, like, who picks what and then actually, like, hold each other accountable and then make it a small little competition amongst the show. I think that'd be kind of
That'd cool. be fun.
Moving on, we have the Cardinals versus the Panthers. The Panthers coming off a good win against the Chargers, who is Herbert obviously didn't look good, we talked about. And the Cardinals looked even worse than the Chargers did this week. You know, all that hype about Kyler Murray.
It was only a matter of time. I'm just saying, it was only a matter of time.
We're really not about to have a conversation right now about panicking on Kyler Murray, okay? Kyler Murray is still the GOAT, okay? Kyler Murray is still insane, okay? Cardinals are still potentially going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, everyone just relax. Everyone just relax. Every NFL team has, like, a slip-up.
Yeah, it was just a bad game. I mean,
listen, you guys are taking one thing out of context here. It was the Lions defense.
Yeah, the Lions defense is terrible. I hear the helicopter
flying over me. Shout out to the debate tonight, Lou.
Yeah.
Shout out my mucus.
But, like,
my slime.
Cardinals played the Lions, okay? Kyler Murray had three picks against the Lions defense.
Again,
it was only a matter of time. You're going to see Kyler.
Unless you're a Niners fan, you're biased.
No, because I think the Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl as right now.
I'm just
going to
sit here and sit in my chair until this conversation is over.
Cardinals are going to win. Yes, they're going to beat the Panthers. But you're going to see Kyler not perform against these high teams.
Bro,
you're not going to see it.
Crazy.
He's not elite.
I mean, I think that's like a game. Like, there's a little, like, Carolina has
against the Niners, a healthy Niners defense. Like, come on.
Week one after no preseason, every team.
Oh, my God.
No, that's true. No, week one was terrible. Yeah, week one doesn't count in that. That's so true. Yeah, no, because the Browns played bad, too, so I'm going to say it.
Oh, my God. You know what? Now you're just stretching the truth here. Anyways, Cardinals are still going to beat the Panthers. Panthers,
I don't want to listen to this conversation
without CMC, bro, they just can't do it. So Cardinals are taking this game.
Mike Davis isn't bad, though. We mentioned that. So,
yeah,
and I agree with you, George. After this week, I completely agree with you. I hate DJ Moore. He's on my fantasy team, and I'm benching him. Robbie Anderson is by far the number one target.
Oh, I was like, I've never said anything about DJ Moore. Yeah, Robbie Anderson.
DJ Moore. Okay. Yeah. I hate that guy. Shout out DJ Moore. You suck. Anyway.
Okay, all right. Whoa.
Continuing. Colts versus the Bears. We're going to end that conversation. Everyone's picking the Cardinals. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Colts versus Bears. This could be a pretty solid game as well. Nick Foles at the helm for the Bears now. And Nick Foles now and Robinson.
Listen.
Dude, that was a dirty duo.
I love the Bears. Remember how I hated the Bears? I love the Bears.
Nick Foles.
This is pretty mean to say, but Tariq Cohen's out, so I like the Bears now. Second.
Oh, my God. Second. You literally left the team because a dude just tore his ACL. That is awful.
I didn't say how he's out, but he's out.
I did. He tore his ACL, folks.
No, I'm not wishing harm. Second, Mitch Trubisky's gone. He's gone. I never thought this day would come. He's like dead. He's gone. It's beautiful. But the Colts,
I think that's what happened.
If you go on the other side of things, you know, we flip it. Colts, Phillip Rivers, not good. Jonathan Taylor, insane. T.Y. Hilton hasn't performed. Defense, mediocre. DeForest Buckner, really good.
What the? Colts defense is good.
They played the Jets, so don't get too happy about two pick sixes.
Two pick sixes, bro.
Don't get hit.
I know, but they shut down the Vikings.
Stop.
Dude, if we're gonna knock the Colts, we're gonna continue to knock Phillip Rivers because, as this podcast knows, so I hate Phillip Rivers, baby. Phillip Rivers is a bum. He sucks. So does T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton's washed.
Yo, he is washed.
Dude, Jonathan Taylor is the future of the Colts. I'm picking – who is it? The Bears.
Bears. Sure. Bears undefeated.
Bears 4-0.
Bears are going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my. Look how easy – look, I love the NFL this week, man. They're making this easy for us. Nice short little show, Ravens versus Washington football team. Washington
Ravens,
football team's getting
on.
Smacked. Yeah, Ravens.
Wait, although, dude.
We got to talk about the Ravens, though.
Quick comment.
Shout out to the Ravens losing last night. Shout out to the Ravens getting absolutely embarrassed.
Yeah, shout out to all the people that
we should talk about that. We should talk about how the Ravens got
that I talked
shout
about.
Out to the Chiefs absolutely dominating the Ravens last night.
Oh, my God. Easy, brother. Anyway, shout out to all the people that I talked to yesterday saying that they were going to pick the Ravens over the Chiefs. Those people are crazy, dude.
I was one of those people.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You were just one of those people.
Actually, I took Chiefs. I took Chiefs on the podcast. Fine. So.
Anyway, I had the Chiefs from day one. Fine. That offense is insane.
Yeah.
Ravens are easily. What? Their offense looks similar to the Ravens' offense against the Titans.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I
That's
told
the
you guys,
problem with that Baltimore team.
Yeah, this is what I told you guys last week. Ravens are not going to be a good team if Lamar cannot find Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews and decides to run. That's what he did. He went 8 for 84 rushing. No. He went 8 for 84 rushing. And at one point, second half, he was photographic memory, 8 for 15, 52 yards, if I remember correctly. 8 for 15, 52 yards. That's not good for second half football against the Super Bowl champs.
But, dude, they targeted Marquise Brown for they targeted him 6 times. Like, that's not bad for a wide receiver. Yeah, Mark Andrews was targeted a pretty solid amount, but Mark Andrews was dropping a lot.
Yeah, Mark Andrews did not look good last night.
Mark Andrews dropped one in the end zone.
Like, I watched Mark Andrews play, and I'm like, I'm glad I didn't start him in fantasy. Like, I'm glad I traded him away in fantasy.
You traded him. You told me about that. Anyway, Giants, Rams.
We all have Ravens that game.
Yeah.
Football team is garbage. Hot garbage.
We talked about that.
Yeah, they are. Dwayne Haskins is terrible.
Next one is Giants, Rams.
Rams.
Another
Rams
easy. This is another easy game.
Rams should. Worst pass interference call since the NFC Championship game against.
Rams
should have won that game.
Rams should have won that game. Yeah. Rams.
Shout out to the Rams coming back. 25
can't you
points.
Challenge that Jared still? Goff. Why didn't they challenge that? No, it's inside 2 minutes. That. Inside 2 minutes.
Yeah, inside 2 minutes.
Anyways.
Hashtag screw Bills Mafia. Rams should
have won that. Josh Allen's still the GOAT though.
That's true. He had a
He still went off, but still, it's really unfortunate to lose like that. This is Rams' victory. I mean, Giants got smacked 36-9.
Now, this could be open for a little bit of discussion, but also not at the same time. So, I'm gonna pick the Chiefs because the Chiefs are nuts, and honestly,
Patriots played pretty good.
The Patriots' defense is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like that's what
Cam
we said about Baltimore.
Cam didn't look too hot, dude. Cam did not look too hot.
Cam didn't look good, but they still like absolutely.
Yeah, but Sony Michel went off.
Who you guys thought was good? I just don't think the Raiders are good. Yeah.
I think the reason I'm going to take the Patriots.
Why?
Defense.
Please explain. The Chiefs are so good. Dude.
I don't care. Okay, the defense on the Patriots.
Yeah, don't care.
Is that's good. Right. Hey. Browns suck. Since 2014, you heard the stat. This is the first time they're 500 playing a game.
Yeah, right? 84 games since we've been above 500. Yeah.
Congrats, buddy. Must feel nice.
Successful.
Must feel nice. You know,
they're about to go back to 500.
I'm taking the Patriots because defense is really good. They shut down the Raiders, who were, you know, they were playing really good as an offense. Also, Sony Michel went off, man. Like he's going to run against the Chiefs defense. He's going to run against them.
But I agree, both were really good.
Expert.
So I'm taking Patriots. I know you two are both are taking Chiefs, right?
But you even thought last night you can't run on the Chiefs defense because, like, okay, I get that the Ravens have more of a committee backfield right now, which makes no sense to me.
I told you they need to find their identity. They didn't.
They do, yeah, you're right.
They totally have, yeah, I don't know. It's
they ran Marquise Brown more than
No. They
J.K.
ran
Dobbins.
Gus Edwards more. They ran Gus Edwards the most, and then they ran Marquise.
Yeah. Dobbins went 1 for 6, and then receiving went 3 for 30,
know,
while
dude,
Brown went 2 for
like,
23 receiving or rushing.
I just do not see any running back for the Patriots looking that great against the Chiefs this week.
Yo, Rex Burkhead had 3 touchdowns.
Okay, you were talking about Sony Michel, and I was saying Rex Burkhead was good, but
Sony Michel's
the type of guy that'll go off 1 week, and then like,
okay,
have like a
fair.
Mediocre to very low volume week the next.
Rex Burkhead, best running back in the NFL.
Whoa,
right behind Frank Gore and Nick
right
Chubb.
Behind Frank Gore, right behind
and
Frank
Nick Chubb.
Gore.
Literally,
no. In order, it goes Frank Gore, Rex Burkhead, every single Niners running back.
James Conner. Okay.
James Conner.
Moving on,
yeah, James
Bills Raiders. by the way, we all pick Chiefs in the last one, except
no
for
Patriots.
Chiefs, bro. Yeah, Chiefs.
Anyway,
Patrick Mahomes is so good.
Eagles, Niners. Now this game.
Whoa! Skip.
Oh, sorry. I missed. I announced that one the first time. Bills, Raiders.
Imagine skipping a game.
Okay, easy, big dog. Easy. 500 Browns. LOL.
Dude.
Bills, Raiders.
I can't wait until they beat the Cowboys, dude. I want them to beat the Cowboys so bad.
Yeah, you want, but you know deep down, not even deep down in your heart, literally the tippy top is part of your heart, and you know they're not going to win.
We got a chance, but it's not looking good.
They
got bet against us.
Bills, Raiders. We all got Bills, right?
Yes.
Bills, yeah, I don't like Derek Carr. Like, I think the 2-0 is just like playing a banged up Saints team and then playing a Carolina team that's just not good.
Yeah, and by the way, like, the Raiders offense is banged up too. Darren Waller, he was banged
Waller
up.
Josh Jacobs still playing through a little bit of injury.
I was going to mention that next. Josh Jacobs is still banged up.
Bills just looking insane.
Henry
shouldn't
Ruggs
have won last
banged
week.
Banged up right now. I mean, really, the only guy that they have on the Raiders offense that is like healthy and can perform somewhat is Renfro.
He's a good player.
Like, even still, the Bills secondary is going to be all over Renfro.
Yeah, no, Bills are even though the Bills got a little bit of a cheeky win, they're still probably one of the best teams in football.
They
right
got a
now.
Ridiculous win. Like,
yeah,
make no mistake. Everyone that's listens to this, and if you didn't see this pass interference. Like, it
Look
was
it
ridiculous.
So unfair.
You have to see it in live.
It's Listen,
like
the reason it's not so bad is because
it
wasn't.
Receiver didn't even go for
the
ball.
The NFL Rams.
Wide receiver didn't even go for the ball. Like, I don't understand how you call a pass.
That was an embarrassing call.
Yeah, he didn't go for the ball, and the guy stuck his hands up, which is a sign, like, trying, like I didn't do anything. But it's like really because he did absolutely nothing.
He literally walked away from the play. Like, walked away from it mid-throw. I'm not even joking. Like,
yeah.
It's like they want it. I hate to say it, but it's like the guy felt like he needed to throw a flag, so it was, like, still.
Right. Yeah, that guy had, like, that guy had the Bills winning that game. And that
yeah, exactly. The ref's bookie was waiting outside the stadium with a crowbar. So if the Bills didn't win.
Yeah, anyway.
Bills victory against the Raiders,
yeah,
though.
Bills, unfortunately.
Yeah, Josh Allen's top three quarterback right now.
True. So honestly, he might be top two, to be honest. But that's for debate later. Eagles, Niners, George.
Niners.
I mean,
this team's so bad.
For not winning this game.
You both are going to take the Niners. So, I'm taking the Eagles. No. gotcha. Let me talk a bit on the Niners, though. Good victory with third strings, 36-9.
Ayuk looked solid, honestly. Like,
I hope people, and not just Jackson, well, kind of Jackson, hope you realize that Raheem Mostert, when he's healthy, and Jerick McKinnon, probably going to be the best duo running back. Dirty.
That's a shot.
They're really dirty.
Right,
no, they
that's
really
a
are.
Shot
they're
at
both
Jackson,
really good. The only problem is Jordan Reed's out 2 months, so now we're looking at no tight end besides DeWillie, who is a interesting player, to say the least. You know, injuries are going to plague us, honestly, since our schedule is blessed with how really easy it is this year. We got lucky. We'll probably go to the wild card, hopefully. But you know,
you should make
for
a wild card
just for game. Future. I don't think this Niners season is probably chalked up. Hopefully, it's not, but it probably is. Nick Mullins, pretty good.
Nick Mullins is better than like 8 or 5 like quarterbacks.
As of right now, I'd rather have Nick Mullins starting because he can actually throw to wide receivers.
Other than Jimmy G. Yeah.
Jimmy G just can't. He likes running backs and George Kittle too much, but he's got to realize that he has Mohamed Sanu, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Taylor, and Dante Pettis.
Brandon Ayuk had a really good game.
Yeah, he did. Rushing, he was. He's looking like the new Debo. You know, he's got the rushing ability and he's got the.
I think with Shanahan, you realize that, like, okay, you brought in your guy and Jimmy G a couple of years ago, but, like, you're seeing Nick Mullins, like, okay, it's a Giants defense, but he put up 350 yards. Like,
yeah, but like he's still a bad.
Does that mean that like just you put anybody in that offense and they're going to succeed?
Probably, honestly, probably.
Like, I mean, that's no. I think you kind of start to look. I mean, if Nick Mullins
actually,
plays
if
good
you
against
put anybody besides Baker Mayfield in the offense,
no. I'm saying no. Jackson, I think you mean a healthy offense. Because if you put anybody right now, not really. Nick Mullins has been on the team for 4 years, so he kind of knows the team. So that chemistry's there,
right?
So if you put anybody like, with the third strings, not really.
Isn't that offense like pretty healthy aside from Mostert and Coleman?
Coleman, Mozart, Kittle, Jordan Reed, Debo Samuel. Okay, so Kittle. No.
All right.
Yeah.
No. Wait, I thought Debo played last week. He didn't.
Both tight ends are out. Our starting wide receivers out. Starting.
I thought Debo played this week. My bad.
No, he's not.
All right, then I agree with you.
Yeah. Anyways. We all pick Niners. Unfortunately, Eagles, we just talk about them a little bit.
I just see Miles Sanders off for the fantasy team.
Miles Sanders have a good game, but we got to move on here. Last game, Monday Night Football. I would say a little bit of a unperforming on Monday Night Football. We have Packers, Falcons. You know, we should all have the Packers
here.
Falcons.
I hate
blue.
The Falcons, dude. Like, it's so sad. I would hate, like,
thing.
Like being
again.
A Browns fan's
blue
bad.
Again.
But like hating on the Falcons is like almost like I don't think it's fair. Like,
feel bad.
Dude, you don't think it's going to happen.
So good. That offense could be so good, dude.
But the special teams make a stupid decision
to not pick up that offside kick.
Okay.
I mean, like, they choke against the Cowboys this week.
But this is realistically worse. 26-10, man.
Yeah, Foles, and like
a backup coming into a game, it should not.
And yeah, it should it's, not. It's, blow Atlanta's that. Like imploding. I don't really know what's going on there.
I think it'd be really good, man. That's so unfortunate. They have three solid wide receivers in Julio, Calvin, and Russell Gage. They have a star running back in Todd
Hayden
Gurley.
Hayden Hurst, don't Matty see
Ice is looking.
End.
Yeah, Hayden Hurst is great. But, I mean, like, somehow I still see this game being a shootout. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, yeah, I guess because the defense
somehow,
is
somewhere, I'm still seeing this. Like, even if Julio Jones and Davante Adams don't play for either team, like,
Give credit to the Packers winning without Adams and winning well. Aaron Jones, I would say right now is probably the best running back in the league. He's insane.
Yeah, he's the stud.
Lazard, who I yes, we get it. Lazard is a good wide receiver. Valdez Scantling does have his problems with route running and catching, but you know if he works
Lazard
on that, they're good.
Lazard's
a beast, and then. No tight end presence again, which is a bit of a problem. As Rodgers, you know, he wants a tight end. Everybody wants a little bit of a tight end.
Rodgers wants, like, anything.
Everybody wants a little bit of a tight end.
Bro, anybody wants a good tight end. So
Rodgers wants a weapon.
He has Davante Adams, so. And
yeah, but, like, Rodgers wants, like, another vibe. You know what I mean?
Everybody wants
Lazard,
another
weapon. Honestly, though, Lazard could be that.
Oh, no, Lazard's a great player. Same with Scantling if he fixes those miscues.
Yeah.
But this should be Packers across the board, I'm guessing, right, guys?
For sure.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I think it's going to be a shootout, but Packers win.
I hope Julio plays, though.
Falcons.
I mean, like, honestly, like, quick little thing before we end the show. Like, if you're Julio Jones or you're Calvin Ridley, actually, if you're Calvin Ridley specifically, I think I texted this to you guys in the chat.
Yeah.
Get out. After the season, I'm demanding to be traded. I don't know about you, but I want to be the number one wide receiver, by far the number one wide receiver in a team that could go compete in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Like, you want to win, exactly.
Yeah,
if I'm Calvin Ridley, I'm not spending the rest of my career with the Falcons like Julio Jones most likely will. Agreed?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley should not be stuck in the Julio Jones shadow anymore, especially after this season. He had a great season last season. He needs to get out of Atlanta, like, really. If I'm his agent, I'm saying, dude, we're getting you out of this.
True. Before we end the show, let's see how much you guys know about the NFL season of 2006, week 6.
Oh, God.
You guys have 5 seconds to answer. Jack, you go first. So you guys don't look it up.
I hate you.
Steelers played the Chiefs. Who won? What was the final score? Go. You have 5 seconds.
Was that a Charles game?
Steelers won 27-12. I don't know.
Okay. Jackson, here's your question. The Denver Broncos played the Oakland Raiders. Final score and who won? Go.
Was this like Rich Gannon? Oh my God. Oh my God.
One. What's your answer?
Raiders 413, Denver Broncos 16.4.
Okay. For all of you wondering who won those two games in 2006, week 6 of the NFL season, the Denver Broncos beat the Raiders 13-3, and the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 45-7.
Let's go, Steelers!
Clearly, you guys don't know those facts. Obviously, I do because I just know all the stats.
You looked them up, buddy.
No.
Are we gonna end the show with a trivia question from now on?
Yeah, I'll make it more realistic though. I'll make it more realistic.
Why wasn't it a week 4 trivia question there, big dog? We're in week 4.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Let him have fun of this random stuff.
You were talking, and I'm like, you know what? NFL week. 2006? Let's get some trivia.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, thanks for anybody who actually listened to this time, you know. we'll have posters going up around the school, and we will have, obviously, us posting the link. So if you did get it from the link, let us know, because that would be pretty helpful to know how you actually got to find the show, either from your friends or whatever. So we will see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.